prophets speak to God on behalf of the people, bringing their cries unto the Lord. And they listen and wait to hear the message that God intends the people to hear. Usually, these messages are given in symbol and metaphor, and were meant to teach the people to trust in the Lord and to take delight in the ways of God. I'm going to tell you a story this morning about a prophet and the power of life in light through community. And I thank John MacArthur for the idea of a lone ember. If it helps you to see today's story in your mind's eye, I invite you to close your eyes. Once upon a time, there was a man who was a prophet. The people cried out to God for help day after day, but it seemed to them as if God did not hear their cries for mercy, justice, and relief. And so their fears and worries grew and grew for what tomorrow might bring. One night, during his prayers and just before falling asleep, the prophet cried out to God at the heavy burdens he had witnessed in the lives of the people whom he had grown to love. And he dreamed that he became a watchman of the city, upon whose rampart or city walls he stood, keeping guard over the beloved. And as he stood there upon the walls in the darkness of an evening, he listened with his heart for the voice of God. And he listened, and he waited, and he listened, and he waited. And God said, "Prophet, be still and know that I am God. Tell the people to trust in the Lord, to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly before me. Seek the ways of wisdom, for wisdom clears the path of justice, showing you what love must do. Become my holy people, holy friends of God and earth. Do this, and your faith will be as bright as the sun, and grace, mercy, and peace will lie before you all the days of your life." With the voice of God ringing in his ears, the prophet stood there on the ramparts of the city and humbly looked down upon all the people. And he saw the many bonfires they had lit for the night, burning the darkness away. He knew the fires kept the community warm and safe from the evil powers of the day that sought to keep them in the darkness of their hopelessness and fears. When the prophet looked more closely, he noticed that most fires were well tended, with their coals banked, light and heat multiplying in nearness to one another, creating an even greater fire. And then, there on the walls of the city, God showed the prophet the power of belonging. For God reached down and picked up a single ember and removed it from the rest. At first, it seemed to glow brighter, and the prophet wondered what God was trying to teach him. And then, as he watched, the solitary ember began to dim and grow dark, gradually losing the created fire within. "Nothing new here," thought the prophet. "I've seen this many times in my own bonfire." And then God did something else. God placed the dimming ember back with the other coals. And do you know what happened when that lone coal came into contact with the other coals, which were full of fire and light? The light that had always been present within that solitary ember, ever since the spark of its creation, that light flared up and multiplied, and the brightness of its fire was like a beacon in the darkness. In the symbol of the ember, God showed the prophet how to teach the community that together they had always had the power to rekindle the divine spark within each and every one of them. It seemed like our prophet had only been asleep a few minutes when he woke the next morning, clear-eyed, refreshed, and shining brightly with God's grace. Our prophet shared the vision God had given him with everyone he met, stranger and family, friend and foe. And slowly, ever so slowly, the hopeless city became a place of belonging once again. So open your eyes and come back to this moment. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden." Just as the people of the city in our story began to trust more and more in the Lord, their lives reflecting a light for justice, a love of kindness, and they came to walk more humbly before God and one another. If we remember the power of community, you and I, here today, we too might hear the voice of God calling to us. And God said, "Beloved, tell the people to trust in the Lord, to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly before me. Seek the ways of wisdom, for wisdom clears the path of justice, showing you what love must do. Become my holy people, holy friends of God and earth. Do this, and may your faith be as bright as the sun, and may grace, mercy, and peace lie before you all the days of your life. Rekindle the spark of God that is within you, for God did not give you a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and love and of self-discipline. God has brought you to a holy calling, graced by the sacrificial love of Jesus, which brings you to this place of light and love and grace. And like the commercials used to say way back when, welcome home, we'll leave the light on for you." And may all God's people say, amen.